Welcome back to Smitty's in Elyria. Rob Polinsky along with Tom Evans for the Lorain County 2023-2024 Wrestling Coaches Preview. 1 hour done, 2 hours to go. We'll stay in the LC8 as we've been earlier tonight. We had the Keystone and Columbia coaches. Time to get back into the LC8 with Black River head coach Blake Owen. And Coach, thanks for joining us. Give us a little bit about your background in wrestling, how you got involved in the sport, how long you've been the head coach at Black River.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on tonight. Well, I started, I was an alumni of Black River back at graduating in 96 under Coach Corey. I'm sure you guys have known him. He's been a pillar in the sport at Black River a long time. And 6 years ago, I was approached to be an assistant coach. We had a coaching regime change. And then that coach ended up leaving, and I was kind of like fell into the spot of being a head coach. Always in, you know, love the sport of wrestling and been involved for a long time. And
Coach, I know Black River has had a tremendous tradition in high school wrestling. I graduated high school in 1985, but I'm aware of the tradition. I know even back then, Black River had a great program. What does it mean to lead a school where wrestling is important as it is at Black River, not to mention that it's your alma mater, and I'm sure you want to keep that success going?
Yeah, it means a lot. It's when I first got into this position, I was like, I don't know how I could possibly go into the shoes of a guy like Mr. Corey. But knowing what he taught me, that's the same thing I wanted to teach the kids that I coach. We Black River has always been known for being tough, ready to wrestle, go all three periods, and I embrace the challenge, and I love doing it, and hope we can do it for a lot more years.
As someone who coached against Black River back in the day, I can tell you always knew you were in for a fight when the Black River kids got on the mat with you. They were going to give you everything they had all 6 minutes, and that was always a sign of Coach Curry's teams. Blake, talk to us a little bit. You graduate Charlie and Joe, a couple of really good wrestlers. You bring back Cooper McKeon at heavyweight, a state qualifier. You got some other quality kids coming back. Talk to us about your returners and what kind of team you're going to have this year.
So we got it's going to be an exciting year. It's a little bit unknown. So of course we got Cooper coming back. We're really excited about him. He's beat the kid that's ranked number one twice. He's 2-0 against him. I'm real excited for the end of the season. We'll see how he's going to have a great year, I'm sure. Tristan Harris coming back at 126. He's excited. He's been wrestling all summer. He's been wrestling a few schools down in Wayne County. And then we have another Maddox Mitchell. He was a district qualifier at 113. He's coming back at 120. He's been wrestling all year as well. So those are probably our top three. But we also have a few other ones. The Hendershot boys, we got one's a freshman this year and one's a sophomore. They've both been wrestling off season. And then the rest of the team's going to be young. We got only one senior, one junior, and the rest is going to be sophomores and freshmen. But we have 24 kids this year, which I told you guys the same thing last year. We had more kids than we ever had before last year, and this year, same result. We have our room is full. We have one mat, and it's a tough practice. So,
Coach, I got to ask you. I came to the conference meet last year, and I thought that I was at the conference meet. I thought you guys maybe didn't have a good conference tournament. And I'm thinking, wow, I thought, man, I knew Charlie was back because I'd seen him against the Cuyahoga Heights kid the year before. I knew how tough Joe was and Cooper. And then 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later, you show up in Independence, and you guys were just like on fire. What happened in that time between the conference meet and that sectional tournament? Because I think you guys might have had one of the best sectional tournaments out of all the teams they had over at Independence.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think we're a little beat up coming into the conference. And let's face it, there's some good competition at our conference. The LCA had some real tough kids last year, and then we're going to have the same thing again this year. But we had a little bit of a break there, and the kids got to heal, and they are coming, and they're excited. The big thing for a lot of those young kids is qualifying for districts, and they wrestled hard. They wrestled tough. And we had a few breaks. Some of the weight classes might have been light, but I'm real proud of the guys in the sectionals. You're right, and they just wrestled tough, and then we went into districts, and the same thing happened. We couldn't have been more proud that day. We had three straight qualifiers, and I really think this year we're going to have a couple more as well.
Blake, what's the key to have it a successful season. Can you improve individually during the year? Does it have to be the work of the off season? Do you get better from December to March? How does that go?
So I think in the off season work is key to get better. But a lot of over the years, a lot of kids just don't have the time or the way to do that off season work. But they definitely improve over the course of the season. You see a lot of improvement when it comes January after the practices and the tournaments through December and the holiday. I really start to see kids improve, and especially the younger kids. They start to pick things up towards the end of January, end of February. It's definitely the season helps. But these kids that have worked put the work in the off season, you can see that right away. That's what excites me about this year, because we've had kids that have been doing that, which we haven't had that in the past.
Coach, I see Taylor Owen mentioned as a girl wrestler this year. That wouldn't be too far from home, would it?
No, I'm real excited about her. She's the only girl on our team, but we have a girl schedule for her as well. She's excited. She's tough. She's definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with. She may have 140 this year, I think, maybe one weight class lower. But the girls around the state have known her. We've been taking her the OAC stuff. And it's going to be exciting. I can't wait.
Now, will you wrestle her in duels with the boys and then send her out to some girls' tournaments individually?
Yeah, it looks like she's going to be able to fit in the lineup at 138. And we'll get her in the duels as we can. And then I was able to schedule – we don't have a coach for her, but I'll be able to get her six tournaments now that are on Sundays. So we'll be back-to-back over the weekend, but I'm excited.
How do you use Taylor to help build a program, or do you? Or you just go out and do what you do, and then we'll build around that?
It is do what you do. She's a good student. She runs cross-country. She has a lot of friends that see what she's doing. I think once in junior high, just kind of, it's off to the side a little bit. But in high school, it's more front and center. She's going to get some recognition this year with some wins, and they just see how athletic she is, and I think that they're going to see the results that she's going to have this year, and I think next year we'll be looking for some place to maybe practice with some more kids, because we're almost out of room.
And I see some stuff on Facebook. It looks like your youth program. The mats are black and gold. It looks like there's great numbers in the room. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, that's really exciting. This year we have 40 signed up. I was just telling these guys over here, I was ordering some sweatshirts, and we have 73 wrestlers from youth up through high school this year, which is unheard of for us. Our youth program is really strong. We almost have a full weight class for the OYWA, our full team, which I think there's 22 weight classes. The room is full with the youth practices at night, but they're smaller, so we can make it work, but it's exciting.
And you guys do a little bit different tournament schedule. I almost kind of like that, because sometimes you get to see people too many times.
Mm-hmm.
You guys head a little more south. I think you end up in Marion and maybe down in Ashland. Tell us about some of the tournaments that you guys take part
in. So we're starting off this year. We're going to come up north, and we're going to go to Lorraine Titan Classic. And then we're going to head south to Clear Fork, then Marion Harding. And then we're also going to be, later in the season, we're going to be heading to, we're going to go to East Lake North to the John Matucci, which is new for us as well. And then we're going to go back down to Chippewa and finish in West Holmes. So we got a new mix of tournaments, so I'm excited about that as well.
Outstanding. Well, best of luck to you this year, Blake, and I know we'll see you down the road somewhere.
Yep, appreciate it, guys. Thank you. Have a good night.
All right, that is Blake Owen, the head coach of the Black River Pirates. We'll be